This week on Life Class.
So I ask you this morning, is your dream, your vision for your life, for 2020, for the coming years, is it motivating enough to keep you awake, keep you alive, make you expect, make you want to see results?
Inspiration, finance, entrepreneurship. Life Class with Matthew Ashimolowo.
Touch your neighbor and say, dare to dream. 2020 is here. We talked about it severally, and now we're in 2020. It's very important for you to have visions and dreams of what God can do in your life, because a man without a dream is like a bird without wings and cannot fly. God cannot take you past your dreams. It is your dream that make your life to have meaning. It is your dreams that make your life to have quality. It is your dream that actually gets you to the place where you will be able to break through. So I pray for somebody here today that you will truly be blessed. Shout amen.
Amen.
In Romans chapter 12, it says, and in Hebrews chapter 12 rather, it says in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. So Jesus had a picture of what he came to do. He had a dream of what he wants to achieve. He had a vision of the impact he wanted to make, and that kept him going. This morning, when I talk about you daring to dream, I want to share with you the 12 powers of a good dream. Any vision you have that doesn't fit in these 12 powers may not have been motivating enough. It may not have been strong enough. You've got to realize the same 2020 you entered is the one somebody else entered and they don't care. And it's also the same 2020 that someone else entered and they are planning to achieve a lot. If you want to really achieve, you've got to have your dreams and visions clearly spelled out. And if you want to know if your dreams and visions are strong enough to make you possess all that God has for you and reach the place God is taking you, such dreams will have certain things in them. Number one, such a dream must be energizing. I like you to say energizing. In other words, your dream needs to have energy, something that really gives you power, that makes you want to go on. When a dream finds a good reason, when a dreamer finds a good reason to live and work, the energy level increases. When you find a good reason to be around, your energy level increases because you have something to live for. Jesus, because of the glory that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Praise God. Dreams make the dreamer go on like an ever-ready battery. In other words, when you have a dream, it makes you not to give up. It makes you to want to just, you know, they used to have this advert of the ever-ready battery. They'll show other things dying along the way, but the equipment that has ever-ready battery keeps on going on. When you have an energizing dream, age does not stop you. When you have an energizing dream, people's opinion don't stop you. When others sleep, the dreamer is kept awake and alive by the energy content of his dream. So I ask you this morning, is your dream, your vision for your life, for 2020, for the coming years, is it motivating enough to keep you awake, keep you alive, make you expect, make you want to see results? Some people live life like, well, if it came, it came. If it didn't come, I just take it like that. Nothing that would really make a difference can be approached with a lackadaisical, lukewarm attitude. You want to see power in your life, you have to have a strong dream. You want to see the move of God, you have to have a strong dream. You want to see the blessings of God, you have to have a strong dream. Somebody say amen. So dreams that will achieve must be energizing. What have you written down? What do you want God to do in 2020? What do you want God to do between now and 2030? Is it motivating enough? Will somebody say, aha, when they hear your vision? Will somebody say, wow, if they hear your vision? And why will they say, wow? Is it because it is big enough to motivate? Or in fact, something they, some other person will think does not fit your age, but you are still keeping on because you have this dream. It is very important for you to realize, you know, now we're in the 19th day of the month. Years don't bring some unusual rainbow in the sky. Years don't bring some unusual wind to blow. You make the year count, you and Jesus. You make the year count. If you don't do something, the years will not count. But when you begin to make something happen for yourself, when you have dreams, visions that are exciting, then your life can move forward. Praise God. The number two kind of dream that makes life to really, really, really make impact is dream is that they must be enjoyable. Praise God. Dreams that are enjoyable. You need to enjoy your life, your vision. You need to enjoy the fact that God has placed this dream on your heart. The dream to learn something you've never learned. The dream to study something you've never studied. If you just sit down, you know, some people, they spiritualize everything. They just sit down, they don't do anything. And keep telling themselves, I know my Lord will make a way for me. He does. But he also uses your own mind. He's not going to force anything on you. You've got to wake up and speak to yourself and challenge yourself. You've got to deny yourself of some things in order to receive the other ones. Praise God. But your vision needs to be enjoyable. You need to enjoy the dream God has given you. The dream to become a better person. The dream to become maybe more educated. Maybe the dream to become wiser. Maybe the dream to become a more loving person who reaches out to others and shows love. Maybe the dream to become a more caring person than you have been. You know, some people, they don't even realize how selfish they are. Everything is about them. Everyone sacrifices for them, but when you ask them for a microcosm of sacrifice, they disappoint you. And they don't know how painful, how hurtful that can be. But they love it when they drink from your own cup, but you cannot get a drop from them. It is so wrong. And it is part of the kind of a dream a person can have. To say, this year I'm going to be more loving. I'm going to be more caring. I'm going to be more available. I'm going to be a better person. And listen, if people are not better person, if you are very difficult to deal with, there are things that move away from you. There are favors that don't come to such person. And sometimes you just need to know how to handle such people. One of the men who met with difficult people was Gideon. He had conquered, the whole of Israel was under captivity from the hand of the Midianites and the Amalekites who were taking all their property. Judges chapter 6. Every time they went to sow seed, the Amalekites and Midianites would come and carry away all their harvest. Then God raised Gideon. And Gideon went and conquered these Amalekites and Midianites. The whole of Israel was rejoicing. But then, some people got angry. The Ephraimites. You did not invite us to the battle. Who do you think you are? When everyone was celebrating, someone decides to put Gideon down. But Gideon was wise, because you've got to know how to relate to those kind of people. On this occasion, Gideon said, I noticed that the princes of the Amalekites and Midianites were trying to escape. And it is your territory they came to, and you people killed all of them. You people achieved more than us. You are the ones who actually conquered their princes. And he said, okay. You see, some people just liked for you to elevate them to where they don't even really belong. They love titles, they love feeling good, position, but they don't know how to sow into your own life. You've got to know how to make yourself enjoy your own dream. Don't let nobody ruin the year. Don't let no one ruin your dream.
Stay tuned for more.
They don't know the fasting of brokenness. And then when they say they are waiting on God, their phone is beside them. As they are praying, the phone rings. Hello? Who is it? They finish that one again. Hello? I'm in fasting and prayer. Announcement.
Leadership. Inspiration. Finance. Entrepreneurship. Life Class with Matthew Ashimolowo.
Don't let no one ruin your vision. If anyone gives you attitude, celebrate them and move on. Don't begin to behave like, oh my God, if this man walks away from my life, this woman leaves me, this person leaves me, then I'm going to fall apart, then I'm going to die. You will not die. They came in and they chose to exit. Somebody else will come in. Touch your neighbor, say, enjoy. When a dream is good, it fires the passion of the dreamer and brings them such joy. When a dream is good, it fires the passion of the dreamer and brings them such joy. Praise God. Brings them a lot of joy. Brings them a lot of excitement. Brings them the sense of, I'm going somewhere. I'm doing something I like. I'm doing something that is making my life progressive. I'm doing something that I look forward to. Praise God. It gives you such excitement. Those are the kind of dreams you can achieve because it is enjoyable. Not like the one which feels like pulling teeth without anesthesia. Even with anesthesia, self, if you don't take care of that thing, quickly wears out. The pain of a toothache is worse than death sometimes. When dreams are great, the joy makes the sacrifice look surmountable. Did you hear me? You had a dream that you want to achieve. Maybe you've left school since, what time shall we put the days you left school? In fact, the syllabus of your schooling has been packed up and thrown away. But then you decided, look, I don't want to die ignorant. And I don't want to look like I don't have ambition. You went online, you found a place, they said, you can finish a degree at the rate of your own. Then you began to study something you wanted to know, understand. Maybe you started to study the sociology of Britain. Why is Britain the way it is? How come it has never had civil war in 1,000 years? You know, when I did the sociology of Britain, that was one of the arguments in that study, that of all the countries of Europe, Britain did not have civil war internally for 1,000 years. One of the smartest things the aristocrats did was to create a House of Commons so that commoners will have their own parliament. That's why we call it House of Commons. So commoners feel that they are the one governing. They don't know that the real wealth of Britain, 62% of wealth of Britain, is in the hand of 2% who are in the House of Lords. So the commoners are feeling good passing law. If you don't study those things, you will not know how society works. Or you want to read psychology. Or you want to understand computing. Or you want to do something that will bring more money into your life. Write a dream. Have a vision. Part of your vision also must be a spiritual vision. A vision of becoming a better person. A vision of learning to not just pray and fast. Because some people praying and fasting is only when they want something from God. They don't know the prayer of brokenness. They don't know the fasting of brokenness. And then when they say they are waiting on God, their phone is beside them. As they are praying, the phone rings. Hello? Who is it? They finish that one again. Bro, 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 bro. Hello? I'm in fasting and prayer. Announcement, announcement. Who asked you? Praise God. Dreams that are enjoyable. May God give you such a dream. Such a vision. Such dream that will make you hit your target and give you uncommon testimony. Shout, I receive. Number three, any dream that you need to have should be a dream that is enlightening. Somebody say enlightening. A dream that enlightens your life. It brings new light. I just told you now about educating yourself in an area where you don't have information. It just makes you to understand the things you never understood before. Praise God. Somebody say enlightening. It makes the dreamer focus on the main things. It makes his eyes singularly focused. That's what we mean by enlightening dreams. You see, look at me. If you don't have a dream and drive and direction, everywhere looks like your destination. But once you have a direction and a dream for your life, some people, you just snip, cut them out of your journey. Because you know they are slowing you down, or they are not going where you are going. Praise God. If you know that, it seems like they are going where you are going, but they are not. You know where you are going. Dreams are enlightening. They focus your mind. They focus your vision. They focus your life. They bring light. Suddenly you say, oh wow, so I can achieve this, so I can do this, so I can become a better person. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Everything in life can be achieved. Your finances can increase with dream. I like you to say it. My finances can increase with dreams. Say it again. My finances can increase with dreams. Listen. Many people may not like it, but it's the truth. Poverty is a choice. Poverty is a choice. And you can break the power of poverty by sitting down. In fact, even in dreams, you could just say, let me just sit down, right? 20 things I would like to do or I can do that will bring money into my life. You wrote 20 things, including the ones you don't have wisdom. You don't even know how to do it. But you wrote them down. You might just find that there's information that will help you to become that person. Praise God. I said, praise God. You have information to become that person. Some people have bigger dreams than you can imagine. Harder dreams. We have a young man in KICC, Ghana. He read medicine. Then he felt he wanted to also read law. Two difficult courses. After practicing, when he started practicing as a doctor, then he started law school. So some days of the week he's in a chambers. Another day he's in the hospital. You're wondering, what is wrong with this guy? That's his own dream. He's excited about it. He is excited about both. That's a dream. Some people just cannot even figure out one of those two courses. But he chose it. Praise God. Can't you just see that somebody else's dream is blessing you? Why wouldn't you bless others? Some people are dreaming. I was watching on YouTube during the week. The aeroplanes of the future. Aeroplanes of the future, they'll be able to detach where people sit from the plane itself. So that you don't wait. You've already sat inside the thing that will carry you, and as the plane comes, they just attach it. Sorry, don't worry, you will not crash. And some of you, that's all you think about, crash. Expand your mind. In fact, also there are aeroplanes of the future that will be like you arrived in your house in a train, and the train was what was attached, and it flew. Someone is thinking ahead. It's not thinking ahead if you are thinking of how to eat your ground rice. That's not thinking ahead. If you are thinking of how to cook your jollof, you need to dream big dreams. mighty dreams, awesome dreams. There are things God have taught you in raising your children. You can start a blog, how to raise teenagers who do well, how to raise teenagers who are respectful. There are 1,000,001 parents out there who don't know what to do with incorrigible children. Children that cannot be controlled. And God had blessed you. And you raise good kids. They honor you, they respect you, they've read well, and they serve the Lord. Those are good things. What did you do right? Put it on your blog. Even me, I'll go and visit and read. So that maybe I will get some things from there and preach it somewhere. I won't say I got it from you though. You know a lot of things, but you never thought they are worth the while. Many of you have raised great families, great children. Many of you have achieved and you've done awesome things. Turn it to something that blesses the world. Do you know if you start such a blog, or not even a blog, but a vlog. A vlog is video which you log for others to watch. Blog is the writing for others to read. And you can vlog with your phone. Your phone is not just for answering calls. You can vlog with your phone. 5 things I did to make my children finish their education well. The man who became a brain surgeon, who separated Siamese twins, what's his name now? Ben Carson. His mom never went to school, didn't have education, but she would make her children read 2 books a week, and they must submit assignment to her. They thought she was reading. They didn't know she was just looking. And that made her to raise a brain surgeon. Today that young man is a government minister. Well, they call it secretary. He is the Secretary of Labor for the United States of America under Trump's administration. You are gifted. You are blessed. There's ability in you. Let your dream provide light. You see, your dream can take you where they denied you. Can open the doors that they shut in your face. But you can't just wake up and make a dream happen without you first of all making some effort.